listening to the Batman Universe Commentaries, brought to you by thebatmanuniverse.net. Join the staff of the Batman Universe as we watch another exciting incarnation of the Caped Crusader from his extensive media library.
Sawate, and welcome back to the Batman Universe Commentaries. As always, I'm Donovan Grant, and today I am again joined by...
Zoa!
I don't know why I said my full name. And for this episode, we are talking about an episode from the Batman cartoon show. It's always weird to say this show, The Batman. It's called The Batman, and it is a Batman cartoon, so let's just call it The Batman. This episode is not from Season 1, this is from Season 4, I believe. And this episode is titled Artifacts. This was Stella's choice.
Yep.
And I actually, contrary to presumed belief, I've actually never seen this episode. I've heard of it. I have a vague idea about what happens. I'm pretty sure I've heard a sound clip on it from TBU episodes. But having since Stella has seen this show, seen this episode, and recommended this, I point to her and demand why she chose this for commentary.
Yeah. Boy, you're in for a treat. It is, in fact, Season 4, and you've even heard some things, some sound clip episodes on Backroad Oracle, especially the Lopez Hair Supply. This is Jose.
Is that where that comes from?
Yeah, this comes from this. So, True Believers, if you've been listening, there you go. There's your Easter egg. I love this episode so much. So, it takes place in the future. And I think it's just really a geekgasm for any Bat fan, and they really, I think, keep true, obviously, to this, you know, this style of the cartoon, but also the Batman continuity. And it's basically a bunch of explorers find the Batcave, and they see what goes on there, but a lot of it is, I think this happened, and inferring from what they see. And some of it is wrong, and then you're flashing, and you're actually seeing what went on, you know, earlier before that time period. And it's just great seeing a bunch of different characters pop up, and I think it's just a real swan song to fans.
Now, what I know from this episode going in there is I know that Nightwing is in it, and I believe Oracle's in it, and that's it. So I'm looking forward to that. I do remember there was a moment in the Batman series proper where Robin was playing a video game and his avatar was like a Bronze Age Nightwing. It was pretty awesome. But that's as far as I remember from the. So I'm not sure if this is going to relate to that in any way. This is a lot like the 4th anniversary BTO special where we talked about Birds of Prey, where I'm just going in this completely cold. So hopefully I won't just sit here with my gob smacked open. And this is as good as you say it is. If it's not, there'll be trouble. So
you never heard from me again.
Until the next month's recording. So we are paused at 00. All I see is blackness and darkness.
Yeah.
And also the screen is dark as well. So on the count of play, once I cut down from 3 to 1, we shall start the episode. All right. 3, 2, 1, play.
Bonsai! Kiss, kiss, fall in love.
Damn. Science? I'm liking it already. Is it like in,
There's You and Me.
Yeah, have you had a haircut? Or is your hair long right now?
It's long, yeah.
Yeah, Cyclops visors. The Batcave. I imagine. She has your big eyes.
Yeah. He's got your Fu Manchu.
I shaved my head and grew it on the other side of my face. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, Urban Legend thing goes on.
3027. Keep that in mind.
Oh, I'm calling that now. Is it Legion of Superheroes related?
Legions of Doom?
Legions of Superheroes.
Oh. No.
Okay.
Do you think he would let the Batcave go into such disrepair?
I don't know. Did he die? Did he, Alfred. Oh, this is the new, post-season one intro theme. I'm not a fan, I'm sorry to say. It's a bit...
You don't like this?
No, it's...
Have you ever liked the intro?
I like the one that we did when, for the big chill, but this is a bit too, like... This feels very... I'm sorry, this is inappropriate for... Hey, Robin!
Oh, please.
Do you... well, defend it.
I like it. I like getting... I think it's very... It's almost like 60s, where you can see... You get to see your characters, and you see the villains and everything. I like it. I like the music. Batgirl and Robin there.
Batgirl, I'll say it there, because it's the first time we're talking about Batgirl. Her design is interesting, because it's kind of, homemade.
Of course.
It still kind of works in that, put-together static costume kind of way. So I do kind of like it. She's purple, just like in the CC show. More of a tagger, take a shot. Ooh, Greg Wiseman wrote this. How's that possible?
So there is, it's more than just research. They do need it for a current situation, which I shall not reveal.
I hope it involves science.
I like how she's so excited about it, and he's very intent on his work.
Yeah, he sucks. The Batcave would be so much awesome to see. I still want, in a live-action movie, the big penny and dinosaur in for a Batcave. I don't know why people don't do that. It makes it all more epic.
Hey, look, it's Quicksilver.
Taking a break from both the Avengers and the X-Men movie. Oh, and Quicksilver is a Marvel character, so take a shot. Sacre Bleu. So she's a fangirl.
So now we're 1,000 years before.
Huh. Well, interesting. So we're not in the actual regular time. Ooh, it's a tank one.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It almost reminds me of the Dark Knight Returns.
Exactly.
Look how it gets. That's funny. I think they've really got her down pat, though. Because, I mean...
Oh, look at
that. I love this design. Isn't it awesome?
Oh.
She's just got it down just like having... I mean, she's serious, but she's also, she's having fun with it.
She's banter. That's so far, I'm really liking this. That was perfect.
Here we go.
Come again.
This is fitting since we did... Yeah, we did the freeze intro.
I lost some weight. His voice is deeper. Is he going to kill him? Oh, science.
It's always science.
Better be. Threw some astro cheese. I always see red back up. This is interesting though. This is not a two-parter, is it?
No, it is not.
It feels very epic.
Nah, he's got a creepy laugh. I got to say, look at him, man. Dark Knight Returns and everything. Yeah.
Oh, snizzap! Up and he beat us to it. These guys definitely have definitely.
And he's wild. Obviously, look how he's upgraded too. Not Batman, but Freeze. So he's definitely more dangerous than when we last saw him.
It's a thicker suit.
That's called.
There's, I typically like the blue and gray for Batman, but like there are times where the black and gray do look pretty slick. And I think this looks pretty slick here. I'm really liking the look right here. He needs to be a bit slower now that he's older and fatter. So you, I guess we're supposed to wonder if Joker shot her in this continuity, or if she just like slipped and fell on something and became Oracle. So the Batmobile still has that ion trail. Might lead people back to where the Batmobile comes from.
I love how he's, you might really feel in his age in this one.
Oh, I always like that when Batman shows that he just can't stand up and do crazy things.
Yeah. So as he gets weaker, his, like, toys get bigger, as the tank would.
Freeze is such an evil dick in this show. there's no redeemability with him at all. From what I've seen, at least. I'm not sure if they ever adapt, like, Nora or anything. Wait, are they? Do they know what's, like, what happened with Freeze? Like, was that flashback? Like, I don't remember how that was.
You bet.
Gotcha. Oh, they never found out. 1,000 years, they never found out. That's pretty nice.
See how some of the stuff is off?
That's pretty cool.
But I like how, you know, because they don't have a lot of evidence, so they can only deal with what they
have. That's not
a joke,
yes. 1,000 years later. Oh, they should probably figure out when exactly he debuted after the
Oh. Here we go.
Like when Jason died, ooh. That was a new trick. That reminds me of a Mega Man film, Mega Man 8. This is the sound of our cover. Oh, look at that. Look at him.
Yeah. Nightwing.
That's really good. Just straight up from the comics. Man, you know, I give this show a lot of crap, but that, so far they're really writing these characters really well. Like, Oracle's voice is just like right out of the page.
Come with me if you want to live. Do you regret that he doesn't have a mullet?
No, I quite think more than that. When I was small, when I was a little boy, when I first got was aware of him, he had long hair. But he quickly got it cut, and like since then I'm more accustomed with him with short hair. So I like seeing him with short hair, although it used to be very new to me. That's pretty much the Nightwing costume from the comics, too. They're not really doing anything different.
No.
She got the thing done!
Do you see?
Oh,
Commissioner Yen?
Oh, I missed that. Wingnuts for what they call a Nightwing fancy with the comics. That's awesome. Make me be back. Oh, he's growing even darker. That's kind of interesting. It's, I think we talked before that, like, Rina Romano is Batman in this cartoon's not as grim as Batman usually is depicted. Is he looking for diamonds to powers? Diamonds are forever. Africa, why is it not?
Oh, this sounds familiar.
Oh no.
Where's Poison Ivy? Wanana.
Freeze in hell, Batman! Oh, this is a trap. This turns into a Batman problem. Where are the snowsuits? Where does Freeze rank in your villains in terms of this show?
Oh, in terms of this show.
That's not.
That's a hard question. I think, you know, I like him more than Joker, I think. The Joker's got some good episodes, but it was hard for me to get into the design. I think Catwoman's up there for me, and I like Firefly. But he's up there. He's ruthless, certainly.
I never saw any other Catwoman episodes.
Really?
Huh. I know that he's like kind of like the goggle look for her, which is kind of cool. Oh, wow. Oh, dear. It's where he dies. But probably not. I still have no idea what's going on.
I know. There's a problem going on.
Is it global warming?
No, it's Mr. Freeze.
He's still alive? Wow. Ready to get completely wrong, pal. Cool. Somehow this Captain Cold. Yeah, they can fly. I don't know if a scientist should have that haircut, but then again, it's 1,000 years later.
Incorrect.
They don't know anything, do they?
No, but I mean, you know, they do the best they can. Look at this guy. There he is.
Oh.
Oracle. That's kind of weird, him calling her Oracle. I feel like he would call her Barbara.
Miss Barbara? Miss Gordon?
Yeah.
What's your score?
Well, because he calls Master Bruce and...
Yeah.
See? There it is.
I never knew that was...
Look at him.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, look, she's actually a gymnast in this continuity.
That's correct, right?
Yeah.
Or
that's his ballet business.
Maybe that was right before her ballet practice. Man, I want to see them do this show. This is all of season 4. man. She can't tell her dad he doesn't know she's Oracle, right?
No, I mean, I wonder if, just like in Batman the Animated Series, he has an inkling.
Right.
Because he said he was checking up on her because of the snowstorm and stuff. He's no fool, you know?
Yeah, he's not.
He's very much a Captain Stacy for me.
God rest his soul. Take a shot, too. That's like, Nightwing's like a little Veritech line. Wow! He is crazy. Good lord.
Bam!
In the face. I've never seen this Batman be this dark in this cartoon. It's interesting. I mean, not that I thought that he was like a wuss or anything, but like, he's like intense in this.
And it's great how they set this up, because he was talking about it's the hard, yeah. So it's great that they set it up like that.
Oh, noes. Who loves orange soda?
Kel loves orange soda. I do.
You didn't let me down. Cars are gone. Yes, he is.
Damn.
Veritech. Holy crap! Oh my god! He dropped a plane on them?
Yep.
Wow. That's, shockingly out of character, but that was still interesting.
He's more ruthless. It never is.
This is nuts!
See, he's still alive.
Thank god.
He's all good.
And dropped a plate on him. Wow. Never mind. He's dead.
He's got to crawl out. He's like Voldemort.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him.
Oh, wow. Cyber Spider. That's an interesting plan. Whenever you don't want to face them, just freeze yourself in the future. Steve Rogers style. We found the episode that we're in.
Do you think he's a former mutant because of his hair?
I was actually thinking you should get your hair like that.
That's a little too not enough. Oh, look. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, barcodes?
No, the 010, all that stuff. So it's everywhere.
Zero.
Yeah. Oh, that Batman.
Wow.
Oh, it's thinking 1,000 years in advance.
That's insane. This is a really good episode. I gotta say, like,
that's what I'm saying, man.
The intricacies of this plot are,
yeah,
very well done. Hi, Batman.
And the mission isn't over.
And I'm freaking crazy, man.
Dr. Frost, wow. Maybe you should know your enemy.
At least write it down. Dr. Free Fry Frost, freeze.
Oh, this is pretty awesome in the end.
Wow.
Bat free.
Uh-oh. How in the... The Batman. This is a thing!
I froze my body, too.
It's that easy.
Bam. Isn't that nice? Like, they have a diamond tip thing now. Rather than, yeah. So he was prepared.
He never stood a chance.
Ba-na-na. And then it's revealed that there are multiple. Look. Yeah.
That's a man.
Isn't that great?
Nice. So much for Terry McGinnis. Well, I guess it's like 50 years. Look at that. You know what? Okay, there's...
And then voice directing, Andrea Romano. Which changed, I think she came in maybe season 3.
Someone's credited for shipping. Did you see that?
Yes. Ship it like FedEx.
I hope not. You know what? Okay. I don't like
that. Yeah, I'm ready for the egg on your face. I'm ready for the apology that I've deserved years now.
I don't want to give it. I don't know. I must say that was exceptionally well done.
I know.
I mean, I wasn't expecting like, oh, this is going to suck because I've never seen it. I'm not that prejudiced, but like,
You are. You are too. So, we went into Birds of Prey, and you're like, this is gonna stink, but I'll watch it anyway.
I was like that.
Yeah. See.
Why did I like that? Put your finger down. But like, that was good. That was really, like, the plot was really good. And like, I mean, I thought that like, I'm in this just expecting, oh, you know, who is Batman? Like, well, let's look at this, you know, I don't know, cyber diary and find out. And then like, we see Nightwing and Oracle for the lulz because fan service. But like, that was a genuinely interesting story. It, you know, the fan service served it. I really, like, man, that was, I'm trying to think, because I've not played all the Arkham games. Well, I've played, like, you know, I played them, but I've not, like, beaten them a lot.
Still playing the first one?
Don't.
Okay.
Yes. But, I've seen Oracle in a handful of media adaptations, but I don't think she's ever been in any of the direct-to-DVD movies, but, like, seeing her here in this cartoon was, damn, they got that well. They got that perfectly. I got it. They really did. Like the whole the banter with Nightwing, the banter with Batman, her relationship with Alfred and Gordon. Like they did that like in these small little scenes. That was just and that was fun to see too. Like it shows you like why people enjoyed that relationship, like the character and the relationships that she had. I must say, and you know, I liked the different take on Batman in the future. I mean, I think it does make a certain amount of sense that the older he gets, the more despondent he might get. Although it's not fun to see. And, you know, Nightwing is pretty good. Nightwing's hard to screw up. But I've been blabbering. Any final thoughts on the episode that you chose?
Oh, that's why I love it so much. I love seeing, I you know, I think it really is a swan song and just a nice payment to the fans, not only of the show, but of Batman continuity. And I think they really got everything right. Nightwing, I think he had, you know, the right edge to him and just how he spoke and his connection with Batman and trying to get Batman to stand down. Batman, of course, not standing down and perhaps getting more cynical and ruthless as he goes on, because I think that's certainly what's going to happen. Oracle being there, and Oracle, I think, she's certainly my favorite part. You know, she has that humor with her. It showed her intelligence and everything, and I just think it's great. And I love the how he tied, you know, what was going on back then with what was happening, because I think there had to be a purpose for why are we finding these things, what's the purpose of it, and they were able to tie it to Mr. Freeze, and it's just humorous to see how much Moira gets wrong, you know, and what she believes is going on.
Mm-hmm. Is that your favorite episode of the series?
I think it very well could be, yeah.
Okay, 'cause, I mean, I've still not seen most of it, but, That was good. I mean, I'm not seeing a lot of the episodes, and the episodes I have seen, I've not seen in a long time. But that was, like, one of the better written ones. And again, like, Greg Weisman, who's a great writer, did a really nice job in doing so. So, hats off to him. Absolutely. And I don't dislike this series. I really don't. You know, I didn't watch a lot of it, but I never had any ill feelings towards the series. I'm looking forward to looking at more episodes and talking over it again, because I think that, like, it warrants short discussion. We had actually intended on recording other episodes from it, but our schedule got changed a little bit. But hopefully we can get those and some more episodes on the way soon.
Yeah.
You can find this and other commentaries on the Batman Universe commentaries at thebatmanuniverse.net. In addition, we also offer podcasts such as the Batman Universe Comic Podcast, Batgirl Oracle, Barbara Gordon Podcast, Taking Flight, a Robin and Nightwing Podcast, Everybody Loves the Drake, a Tim Drake Robin Podcast, the Batfans Podcast, Batman Universe Specials, and the Bat Books for Beginner Podcast. And I believe that is it, not the content we offer. So, for this commentary, this is Donovan.
And this is Jose, a.k.a. Stella.
You've been watching The Batman with us, the Batman Universe Commentaries. We will see you guys at the next commentary. Take care.